friend who should be special to Rav Rashiach Levi Nishmas, Mara's Hester Bas Rav Shmuel, and it should be also the Refuas Aaron Yosef Ben Chana, Israel Bas Rivka, Yosef Azriel Ben Chaya Michal. It's based on the Sefer Mishnah Pikuach Nefesh. And he goes Moshe in Choshen Mishpat in Chelik Beis in Simon Samach Tes Oz Beis. He writes that since it's Mefurish in the Rambam, that it's permitted to abort a fetus in order to save the mother, is because the fetus is considered a rodef. So if that's true, only in an instance that it's karov levadai, that the mother is going to die, one is allowed to abort the fetus. But if it's only a chshash that the mother is going to die, hagam shel inyan chil shabbos for chol ha'isurim sharina, and if it's only a suffix, so for chil shabbos purposes and other purposes, for other isurim, one is matir these isurim for pikuach nefesh, even if it's merely a chshash sakana. Nevertheless, since it wasn't misbarer that the ubar is a rodef, we are not allowed to kill the ubar. So in order to kill the ubar, in order to abort the baby, abort the fetus, it must be a karov levadai that the fetus is endangering the mother's life. Otherwise, don't touch the fetus. So the Gris Moshe understands as a milsa de pshita that roidev shemuter lahargo, that a rodev who is permitted to kill is only when he's a vadai rodev. However, in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Sadivav Oslam Gimel, he says that if one is running after a tinok asufi, afilu b'makom shehava roiv akum, muter laharog larodev. If someone's running after a baby who is an asufi, who is a suffik, if he's a Jew or not a Jew, even if it's mostly goyim in the neighborhood, one is allowed to kill the roidev. Since we see that the avera of ritzicha is overridden in the case of redifa, we're allowed to kill a roidev. Alts pikuach nefesh din nirdaf. So now it's in the category of other averas that are nitchem ipnei pikuach nefesh afilu b'makom rov. Lefi she'ein ochem ipikuach nefesh achar rov. So Reuven is running after this kid, and you don't know if the kid's Jewish or not. So you should kill Reuven, assuming that the child is Jewish, even if it's Rov not, because we're dealing with a Rodev here. And once you're in the Rodev category, all Isurim are suspended, even Ritzicha. So you can neutralize the Rodev. According to this Lechora, Ubar as well, since there's a tzad miut that the Ubar. So what do you see here? You see here that in this case of the Minchas Chinuch, that if you have a suffik roidev, you kill him. So here also, this Ubar is a suffik roidev lechora. You can kill the abort the fetus, even if it's only a suffik, not lechora, like the Igros Moshe and the Sefer Nishmas Avrom in Choshen Mishpat Reish Chof Hey, page Reish Chof Hey. He brings a letter from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Euerbach regarding this din of the Igros Moshe, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman writes Tzarech Iyun Kevin Sheharambam Sover Sheubar Nikra Rodef Minalan Shein Dino Kmo Baba Mechteret Shafagav Shirak Safek Im Yamod Haav Keneged Bno Laatzilat Mamono VaAfilu Hachi Mutar Laharog Et HaBen. But we see by a suffik baba machteres, you do kill the person. Because let's say you have a son who is digging into his father's house, he sneaks in. Now the father might just let the son take his stuff and go. He doesn't want to get into a potentially violent confrontation with his son, maybe. So it's only a suffik rodef. Nevertheless, we kill the son. Why? Because you see, nochamol, that suffik rodef, you kill. Just like in the case of the Minchas Chinuch, where he's only suffik running after a Jew to kill him, and so too in the case, that would be then in the case of the Ubar, that the suffik rodev should be killed. Again, lechora not like Rav Moshe. However, the Divrei Minchas Chinuch ve'Rav Shlomo Zalman yesh be makom li'iyun rav. Why? Let's see. Or as they say in Espanol, Lamir Zain. Misha Roe Adam. Let's say you see a person who's digging into his friend's house, he's digging a tunnel in, he's sneaking in to steal. And there's a suffix. There are two possibilities. Either Erez Aganif, or he's Pashat, he's a plumber. He's a plumber, he's a shiputznik. He's doing renovations. So you don't know, what do you do? What do? You see a guy digging into his friend's house, in someone else's house. Do you kill him or do you not kill him? He might be a Baba Machteres. He might be a shiputznik. He might be a renovator. So what do? Are you going to say that you kill him? Al safik bikoch nefesh of the Baal HaBayis. My chos is the safik bikoch nefesh of the Baal HaBayis. What about the suffix bikoch nefesh of this person? He's also a person. If a guy's a roidev, so you push away the yisur of killing and you neutralize the roidev. But this guy's only a suffix roidev. So it can't be that you kill him. So this inyan of killing the suffix roidev that we see in the Minchas Chinuch in the Shlomo Zalman is shver. Because again, if somebody's digging into his friend's house and you have a suffix, he might be a plumber, so you're not allowed to kill him. However, the Minchas Chinuch writes a lashon there and emphasizes Kevan Shu Poshea. In other words, he's Roidef Larog La Sufi, Shezev Vadai Davar Asur. In the case of the Minchas Chinuch, this guy is a bad guy. Why? Because he's running after someone to kill him. It could be he's running after a Jew, and you're not even allowed to kill a goy. So even if he's running after a goy, he's a bad guy. So since he's a bad guy, he's a poshea, you can kill him. The Minchas Chinuch holds that the din of Harigas HaRoidev is out to the pikuach nefesh of the nirdof. And since din Torah, you don't go up a pikuach nefesh achar a rov, it emerges that if one is rodef after this asufi, after this suffik, Jew suffik guy, he's considered a rodef because there's the pikuach nefesh of the nirdof. If this pikuach nefesh, he's considered a rodef. Ava b'makom sheishlan, so that's, this guy is definitely a rodef. He's definitely a bad guy. But if we have a suffik, if he's bechlal a rodef, the Minchas Chinuch would agree that you're not allowed to kill him because he tochein that he's not a roidev and he's not a posheya, and therefore he's medayik twice to say that he's posheya. And so too in the din of Baba Machteres, Shehebi Shama Minchas Chinuch, Shesafek in Bo Al Mamon and Nefashis. If you have a Safek, you're allowed to kill him. Why? Because self. If you don't know if he's coming for money or for Nefashis, self, he's a bad guy. He's doing something bad. They say today, the psychologists say, don't say a bad person. Say he's doing something bad. Okay? So let's just be nice to the fellow. He's doing something bad. He's either coming for money or he's coming to kill him. So therefore, you can kill him if you have a suffix. Now, what about the case of Reb Moshe? Reb Moshe's case can call this fetus a posheya. So if he's only a suffix, right, if you don't touch him. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Shin Pei Ches, Sif Yod Beis, it says there somebody who's oisek b'ziyufim, v'yesh lochush, somebody's oisek in counterfeiting, and he might harm us. We could be Moisre l'malchus. We can give him over to the government. In the Biur HaGro, he writes in Os Ayin Dalid, the Havaroidev Hagam She'enu Miskavim. He's a roidev. He doesn't mean to be a roidev, but he's still a roidev. And he compares this to the fetus. In other words, this person who is Isaac Biziyufim is Poshea, because he's machnis others to achshas sakana, and therefore he's a roidef. But if you have a worker and he's not poshe at all, don't touch him. Maybe he's a plumber. Maybe he's a shiputznik. Israel shiputznik is someone who does renovations. So him you're not allowed to touch. And Zelbazach with an ubar is not a poshea, so don't touch. If you have a suffix about the life of the mother, don't touch. And therefore now we're stuck with Rav Shlomo Zalman, because Rav Shlomo Zalman says that he argues with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe seems to make a lot of sense. You have a suffix if this ubar is bechlal rodef and he's not a poshea, so let him be. Rav Shlomo Zalman says no, kill the ubar. However, be'ikir divrei ha-minchas chinuch v'ha-minchas shlomo, the Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the Torah permitted one to kill a baba machteres, even though it was only a suffik roidev, it's not so pashut. Because yesh lachkol, the suffik im aganav hu aviv, o inish achrini. Is it mutter to kill him? Because we could say that we say in the Braisa in Yuma, that if a baba machteris is suffik nefashos and you're allowed to kill him, that's the gzeiras hakosuf, the achshavei rachmona kevadai nefashos ve'ein lo damim. Aval ba'aval b'no, we don't have gzeiras hakosuf. So if it's a suffik, if it's his father, asul hargo, right? Because what's the assumption? The assumption is that if the father is coming in to steal from his son, he's not going to kill his son. So since the father isn't going to kill the son, we're not allowed to kill the father. And if it's a suffik, if it's the father, then there's no longer a gzeiras hakasuf to kill him. When do we kill a suffik, a baba machteres, even though it's only suffik nefashos? It's a regular person. That's the gzeiras hakasuf. But once he's a father, there's nothing to talk about. Let him go. Let him be. Safik imuavi vasu lahargo. V'kach mefurish b'loshan atura nitpas mechadosh. Without the censor's hand getting involved. And tof chof hei. V'ein lahargo elik shardea b'vadei shim yamud ba'al amomen lahatsa mamono. Shizei yakum ulavi argeyu. So you only should kill him if you know bevadai that if the Bala Mammon, in other words, if the Bala Bayis is going to try to protect himself, that this guy is going to kill him. And everybody has a chazaka that he's going to, that it's going to get violent if the Bala Bayis tries to protect his money. So therefore everybody can be killed. But he has to be a vadai roidif. If he is a, by the way, this wasn't printed in the old tours. A lot of our sages didn't see this. The Minchas Chinuch guessed it, but he Pashut didn't see the tour without the censor. So what do you see from this? You see, it's only if he's a Vaday Roidef, or everybody has a Cheskas Vaday Roidef. The moment you think that he might be the dad, and don't touch him. So that places into question the Yisod of the Minchas Chinuch and the Minchas Shlomo, that one's allowed to kill a baba machteres because he's a safek rodev, he's a vade rodev, because everybody has a cheskus vade rodev, he's baba machteres. However, maybe we can explain Rabbi Shlomo Zalman as follows. By the way, the Evan Ezel at the end of Hilchos Geneva says that this chakir, if you're allowed to kill a baba machteres, if he's a safek rodev, is a machokas Rashi Rambam Ayin Sham. So maybe we can explain Rabbi Shlomo Zalman as follows. Let's say a man is standing by his friend's house and he's waiting for him to come out, and if he comes out, he's going to kill him. Now, rova sikuyim that he's not going to come out. It's 1:30 in the morning and he's not coming out. And by the time it gets light, the guy's already going to leave. However, it could be at 1:30 in the morning, he's going to get up and he's going to decide he wants to take out the garbage. So if there's a small chash that his friend is going to leave his house, it would appear that it's mutter to kill this person who's lying in ambush. Midin roidef. Because he wants to kill him if he comes out of his house. And that's enough to consider him a roidef and we're chayshin in the miyuta. And you can't compare this to a person who's oimed bepesach beis chaveroi, and we don't know if he's there to kill at all. And you're definitely not allowed to kill him, he's a safek roidef. But if you know this guy's here to kill, you just don't know if the other fellow's going to leave his house. So in such a case, l'chor, you'd be allowed to kill him. He's there for blood, so you're allowed to take him first. So maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that the reason one's allowed to kill an ubar, if he's only a safek roidef, is that an ubar, the reason that one is allowed to kill an ubar if he's only a safek roidev is because an ubar b'me'ei imo, even if it's only a sakona to the mother, ha'ubar yotze kedarko v'nimtza shekvar me'achshav ha'ubar nechshav rodef shu'omed latzet. This is like the case of the fellow who's standing by the door. Unless you put aside the posheh, because the Uber is definitely not a posheh, he didn't do anything wrong. But it's like a guy standing outside of his friend's door, and his friend might come out, but he might very well not come out. The odds are he's not going to come out. So this Uber also, he's like standing by the door, and he's waiting, and he might take his mother's life. He might come out and take his mother's life. So just like in the case of the guy standing outside the door, that he might take the life of the balabayis, this ubar, since he might take the life of his mother, one's allowed to kill the ubar, even mitzafik. In the tshuvis of the Marach Or Zahua, in Simon Chof Hei, he writes that kol sheish chashas sakana sheyavol shvichus damim, he's a roidef, sherei gam bebabe machteres, Eino dover boru she'im yamod ba'al habayit b'fanav yarog oto. Maybe he won't, maybe he'll just punch the guy in the face and take his money. But if there's any chshash v'chus damim, the Torah says eino damim. So you see the yesod from the Marach Or Zeruah that even in a chavshash v'chus damim, even a safek, he's considered a roidef. Okay, there's a ton more to talk about on this issue. And I hope that we're able to continue in the next year. Fasta meruba lota fasta. Tafasta mua tafasta. So it's better to do less than more, bite-sized pieces. And Amir Tashem, we will continue this discussion. Bli neder, please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.